Are you interested in bringing communities together? Are you interested in bridging cultural and communication gaps? Are you interested in podcasting? We want to help build a better world through better understanding of one another. And we want to amplify your voice in the conversation. So bring your ideas and voice to the Venn Network. We will help you bring your voice to the world.
Two Iraqis came here to this country, were radicalized.
For that terror attack overseas.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Assalamu alaikum, ladies and gentlemen. Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. Welcome to take two of our first Ramadan episode. We are here early tonight so that we can be with you and we can talk about Ramadan and we can talk about how your Ramadan is going, probably as well as some things that are in the news. Maybe not. I don't know. We're not there yet. And then we can go break our fast at Maghrib. But we are here on the first Tuesday of Ramadan to be with you guys. So, assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, the hardest working imam that I know, Imam Azhar.
Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak. Peace and blessings to all of you across the globe. And for those who are watching on live stream tonight, We wish you all a blessed and happy Ramadan. Yes, as Carl said, we are now in the month, and we want to apologize for last week because the electricity did go out in Carl's neck of the wood. Unfortunately, they don't have Florida power and electric as advanced as we do down here in solar energy world of the Sunshine State. But nevertheless,
hey man, was this Washington D.C.? Come on now.
It's cold country versus sun country. Come on, we can fight about it. It's Ramadan. That's not a problem. But the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told us, if someone argues, we just say, I am fasting. So we welcome you. We thank you all. And we want to kind of pick up a bit on what we talked about last week and incorporate that into our discussion this week, which will be a very short but sweet, hopefully, discussion as we all are preparing for the last few moments of our fast to lift up our hands and implore the Lord Almighty to accept from us and to help us all. But before we do that, just want to have a quick discussion with you tonight. So Carl, last week we were talking about what we need to do in this blessed month. And it was totally opposite of what we were accustomed to doing. And I gave the example of the cell phone and all the apps and how we'd have to, number one, turn off all the apps, go through all our app lists and hopefully delete some which are unnecessary. And then we would have to recharge our phone. And then we'd have to reboot our phone so that the phone can re-emerge as the phone we want it to be. Using that same example and that analogy into our lives, our hands are only two. Our fingers are 8 plus 2. But we have our minds and our bodies in so many places that we have to realize that we've depleted all our energy. And Ramadan is the time to come inwards. Ramadan is to retreat from all that's happening. And the point I was making when we cut off last week was, the world's not going to stop. Problems aren't going to cease. Things are only going to get worse. And you can count on it. It's only going to get worse. But your presence in the equation of the solution at this time isn't an option. Have to pull out. And so these are part of the struggles of Ramadan. How can I really change my life? How can I really recharge my soul? It requires that I have to disconnect. Well, it's hard to disconnect because ourselves, we're on Facebook right now and we're also on social media. But we have to know how to curb it down to the balance, where there's a balance between time on social media and time off of it. Time doing things which are necessary and time that we're doing things which are for enjoyment and pleasure. So the topic of tonight are the struggles of Ramadan. And let it be known, the struggles of Ramadan are real. It's truly a battle. But you know what, Carl? This isn't a battle with the devil. And you know why?
I don't. I'd love to hear the answer to this one.
I was hoping you would give the answer because, you know, people say, the traditions say, that the shaitans, the devils, are chained in the ocean this month. So why am I still struggling to, you know, protect my gaze or not do something wrong or think about something wrong or waste my time when I know I'm in such a precious month. These problems are continuing to arise because, well, these problems are arising now because it's to let you know they were there in existence before Ramadan. The fact that they're being highlighted is because you try to do out of the ordinary. What you're not accustomed to doing on a daily basis, you're starting to do now. And since you're starting to do it now, your body's telling you no. Hey, we've been doing it for the last 11 months. Who are you to tell me no now? So the struggle isn't with the devil. The struggle is within oneself. This is your jihad. This is your struggle because you're realizing that there are flaws within yourself. And as I'm pointing to myself, there's a lot of flaws in me. And these 30 days are for me to, number one, identify them. Number two, uproot them. Number three is substitute them. Substitute them with something better. But remember, we're only day 6 into it, depending on which moon you follow. But we're not going to get into that moon wars again because Carl had the better part of it last week, and I'm not going to let him have the better part of it again. That's why his electricity went out, which runs on coal. We are going to talk about problems. So Carl, could you share with us, are there problems in Ramadan? Do you think there are problems?
Yeah, I mean, it's... So for me, and I'm getting just a little bit of echo from you, sorry. For me, I don't know if it's self-imposed problems, like we do this to ourselves, and this is a problem, and these problems that we bring on ourselves, or I don't know if it's, I'm still getting that echo from you. I'm so sorry. And I don't know if it's like human nature that causes these problems, and I don't know if it's hangriness that causes some of these problems, but the problems exist inside Ramadan, and it could just be ourselves, like I was saying. It could just be human nature, because let's be honest, the way our technology exists, we've lost the art of communication as human beings. The English is a dying language. We're, thanks to Apple and movies, you know, specifically the emoji movie, we're going back to hieroglyphics to communicate. So maybe, you know, maybe it's a societal issue, but we're not communicating. So when you take in our own personal issues and our own personal biases and our own personal view on the situation, and then you add in the lack of proper and good communication, and then the final layer on this 3-layer cake is hangriness, because you're tired and sometimes you miss things and you don't always catch it all. It just creates a big hot mess.
Well, sorry about the echo, Carl, but you've touched on 3 very valid points. Number one, human nature. Yes, what defines human nature? The supplements you take, the way you work out, the cardio you do, what regimen you follow? No, your character and your attitude is defined by your spiritual state. And the fact that the spiritual state is depleted, we have to accept that. If someone is, God forbid, plagued with a disease and they're dying in their skin and bones, that's the fact. You're not going to go say to them, well, you're skin and bones, but you acknowledge, and that person acknowledges that they're skin and bones. There's something wrong. You have to accept. And that's what God is doing to us. Allah is doing to us in Ramadan. Accept there are problems in our human nature. We can't change the world unless we change ourselves. The problem is, Carl, it's like 12 people have been given 12 bricks to build a wall. And each one is saying, no, you go. No, it's you go. But there's no numbers on it. Why don't I go? If I went and put my brick and everyone went and put their brick, the wall is done. It's like the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he came to his wives frustrated that they couldn't move forward to Mecca because the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was just signed. And they had to go back to Medina. They were not allowed into their hometown. And he said the companions don't want to cut their hair. So his wife told him, you cut your hair first. If it's something that you believe in that needs to be done, you do it first. So if we want the world to have better character and better values, to see humanity, I need to do it first. Well, that's why we have Ramadan. Number two, our society, we are not a product of our society, as people say. I would dispute with that. We are the production of our society. We produce the society to what it is. Let's make that our catch title for this one, right? We are the production of our society. We're not a product of it. And yeah, you talked about the emoji movie. Let's go back to Dora. Like, when the words that are used even in these cartoons that our kids pick up, which are not even in the dictionary, of course it causes problems, but I'm producing my society. I'm not a product of it. And lastly, hungry. Angry and hungry is hangry. For those who don't know, it's a Muslim terminology. It's one of those things we do taqiyya on. And when we say taqiyya, we're talking about taqiyyas because it's time for fasting, breaking fast in the next 4 minutes. So yeah, it's one of those taqiyya things that we don't want to accept. Just as our physical body gets so mad because we're not giving it what it wants, imagine how mad our soul is giving when we deprive it for the rest of, like, for the entire year. So the point is, rambling on as I am, that the struggles that you as a Muslim may face, or you as a friend of a Muslim may see a Muslim face in Ramadan, those struggles are real. And believe me, those struggles are only because they're going to come out to be a better person. I think it was a Danish politician that just said today that Muslims fasting Ramadan is the biggest threat. I actually spoke the contrary on a Thursday night at a interfaith iftar where over 200 non-Muslims attended, including a former WWE wrestler and the mayor of the town and the police chief and police officers and many other notable figures. I told them, you should be blessed that the Muslims in your city are fasting, because their fasting will only bring betterment to the society. And actually, them not fasting may only make their participation in society deteriorate. So yeah, that's going to happen. One of the distractions, Carl, I want to touch on, I think we'll finish with this, is as you evaluate your own life and you see your own flaws and you hopefully make intentions to rectify them and change them out, the distractions have to cease. Was there a shooting in Texas? Yes, there was. Was a Muslim girl killed? Yes, she was. She reminds me of the many girls I met from Pakistan and other countries through the BUBW program, where I've been honored for 2 years to speak to these foreign exchange students that come to this country, and they participate in the BUBW program, Better Understanding for a Better World. We talk about the differences and how we celebrate these differences. Does it hurt me? Yes, it does. Do I have to engage in conversations and hashtags right now? No, I don't. What's my duty? Pray for her. Number two, pray for her family. If you're in Houston, attend her funeral. If you couldn't attend her funeral, go after Ramadan and pray by her grave. That's it. Done. We will not be able to change the world until we allow ourselves to change ourselves. And so, economy, Russia, the Trump investigation, North Korea, Iran, whatever it is, could we please stop? Please, for the sake of God. You're not Martin Luther King and you're not Malcolm X. But you know what? You can be them. But give yourself the time to become like them. They took time. You need to take that time also.
So just because this was not something we had talked about before the show, I'm going to gauge on what you have said that we're going to cut this short so that you can go break your fast when Maghrib. Oh, no, never mind. We're going to keep going because that's what we do. We're here and we're ready to take this on. You know, the one thing I will say, as I was listening to you, was you were talking about the devils and the jinn, they're all chained up for Ramadan. And I remember it was shortly after I had converted and I heard that, and people were still acting badly. And I was like, well, if that's the case, then why is this person still acting badly? Because it shouldn't be anything. And it took me a minute and I realized, probably my second or third Ramadan after I converted, or reverted, depending on who you are, it's just because this person's a jerk. That's why this person is acting this way. He's just a jerk. And unfortunately, that stuff does happen. And, you know, and it goes all the way back to how you brought the show in, which is that we do need to step away and we do need to recharge ourselves. And it's so weird that you and I are sitting here on Facebook right now with our fans that are watching, and you know, we love all of you. We love our interactions. We love our comments. We love doing this every week with you guys, telling them to take a break to recharge. Take a break, recharge, but not on Tuesday nights. Be here.
Well, the thing is, Carl, you know, I post on Facebook that I'm going to disengage for the month. And my disengagements has been that I'm not commenting, I'm not responding, I'm not interacting, I'm not posting except for my Ramadan-related issues or like, you know, Quran recitation from Mecca or something. But it's hard and it's part of the struggle. And you know what? I'm not saying I'm an angel. I might make my mistakes. I might like something I see, but I'm trying not to engage because I know that time is valuable for me. Forget the religious for a second. Forget the religious texts, the virtues, the opportunity. This is your time. Consider yourself as a patient in the ICU. You have different protocols than those upstairs and those downstairs in the hospital because you're in a different situation. So being in ICU, try to minimize that. Try to make it more productive for what you do. Engage it. And remember one thing. This was a month in which we got so much good, but we also lost the biggest thing, Carl. Do you know what was the biggest thing we lost in this month?
I'm not. I know it looks like I'm pausing, but I just wanted to say that I wasn't like pausing from you. I was trying to think of what we've lost this month because, you know, some people may be thinking food or water, but that's not something big because people go without that every day. So I don't have an answer to that. What? Please.
Simple. Thank you. Because many of us as Muslims forget, not you, all of us, even scholars forget to talk about this in their preaching on Friday. We did get this blessed month of fasting. Yes, we did get the Quran in this month. It was revealed. Yes, in this month is the night of power. There's all these good things. But one day the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, got revelation that there's a night of power. He was given the day of the night of power. And he exited his house jubilant to tell everyone, hey guys, the night of power is, and there's two companions that were fighting. And because of their fight and quarreling, Allah took the knowledge of the day away from him. And when they got their act together and they turned to him, he's like, I came out to tell you that there's a night of power, which is better than 1,000 months of worship. And God just took the knowledge away from me. So look for it. Find it yourselves now. It's in the last 10 nights. Some say it's in the odd nights. Some say it's in the even and odd nights. Some say it's any of the nights of Ramadan. But guess what? We lost it. You know why? We lost it for eternity. You know why? Because two people are fighting. So when you get online and start fighting with people over why this girl shouldn't have been shot or why there is such hypocrisy between Malala Yousaf's case and this Pakistani girl's case, Malala Yousaf as a Pakistani in Pakistan and this girl as a Pakistani American, just don't get involved because you cannot change the world like that. Allah is the one who controls the hearts of people. And if Allah's going to change something, he's going to change it from us. So try to be that change, inshallah. That's really what we want to propagate. Problems are real. They're going to continue. Are you going to have the foresight and the power to withstand them? That goes down to the next 24 days.
So now comes the beauty of time zones and the curvature of the earth, because we can hear your adhan going off. So you can break your fast and we can continue going, but I still have some time before mine goes off. So now I can take the camera and start vamping while you go break your fast. So with that being said, assalamu alaikum, Layla. Thank you for joining us this evening. And yes, I know you heard that. And that was a specific shout out directly to you because I wanted to see if you were watching. And now we know. But beyond that, you know, it really is we expend a lot of energy through the day. Whether the energy is getting up, whether the energy is praying, whether the energy is you know, fussing with someone because they cut you off in traffic, or we expel a lot of energy during the day. And thanks to Ramadan and thanks to our fasting and thanks to, you know, all of that, it kind of puts us in check as humans to when and how we expend that energy. Because during Ramadan, because we are fasting from food and because we are fasting from water, and we're supposed to be fasting from bad words and bad languages. Salam, Chris. Thank you for joining us this evening. We have to reconsider when we expel that energy and how we expel it. And Ramadan is a really good time to reflect on that. Meaning that if you're going to jump on Twitter and have a Twitter war with somebody over which scenario was worse because a human life was lost, it's not something that's energy you shouldn't be expelling, because, you know, it's Ramadan, you're fasting. Reserve your energy as best you can for where it's needed. Your salah, your dua, your tarawiyah, and things like that.
Yeah, and so basically, sorry, I just broke my fast.
No, it's all good.
So basically, if you were thrown into, or just say you fell into ice cold water, which I try to intentionally do twice, is go into ice water. It's good, therapeutic. But only got halfway through it. I couldn't go the whole way. And
Wait. We're not going to let this go. You did a polar bear challenge?
It wasn't a polar bear challenge. It was for therapeutic reasons. And so I went into an ice cold water. It's a professionally made thing, but I could only get halfway because I just couldn't take the rest. Point being said is when you go into that position, they tell you the importance of harnessing every atom of energy you have and not wasting it, because your lungs are functioning extra fast and so is your heart. And if you're going to try to move yourself, just say you were like in a pond or something, you're going to kill yourself. So we don't understand that spiritually we've killed ourselves with the continuity of frivolous debates amongst Muslims. Even in this blessed month of Ramadan, you know, there's discussions going on about Muslims, between Muslims, of who is a real Muslim. Why don't we let God, Allah, judge that? You know, it hurts. Initially, you just laugh, scoff, then you get tired, and then you cry. You literally cry. What's happened to us? Whatever we're doing as Muslims is evidence of the fact that spiritually we're dead. Wake up and smell the coffee. When we can't respect each other, when we cannot strive to prove it to God, and we're striving it to prove to His creation, we're trying to appease them and not the creator and the master himself, we've lost it. And Allah made it very clear. And since it's Ramadan, we'll end with a very nice tradition on my end, where it is that to near meaning, it tells us that, you know, either we could please God and gain His pleasure, or we could try to please His creation and gain none of that. There is a tradition where Allah says, "O my servant, verily you want and I want, and nothing happens except what I want." So Allah's saying, look, you want something, I want something. As your creator, I know what I want, but I'm cognizant of the fact that you also want something. But my track record shows that it's always happened what I wanted. So Allah's saying the track record shows it's always what I wanted and nothing else. So Allah then gives a deal. If you do what I want, I will do for you what you want. It's called a win-win situation. If you spend Ramadan the way God wants you to, He will do for you the next 11 months what you want Him to. But if you don't do what I want, I will make you tired in what you're trying to do, and only that's going to happen what I wanted. So it's end of story. It's like common sense. It's not rocket science. For those who make Islam so, you know, so up there, like academic and stuff, good for them. But Islam is simple. Allah wants something for you that you need for yourself. Do it. The struggles are real. Document them. And when you document them, work on them. And when you work on them, inshallah, God willing, when the month ends, you're going to have a better footing against those desires, against those flaws, against swearing, against shouting, against hatred. that you're going to shine. And I promise you, by God, Allah will change your hearts to the people around you that you will shine. But you have 24 days to make it happen.
And as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, that is the adhan on my end going off. And I will tell you all that the first time Imam Azhar and I spoke and we did this kind of thing, I was absolutely amazed that my adhan was later than his. Because we're both East Coast. We're both up and down the East Coast. But, you know, and we actually, I think we talked about it last Ramadan. And his suhoor is actually the same time as mine. But his maghrib is sooner than mine. So I guess that means that I have to move to Florida now. So there you go.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Get away from this coal-burning country, apparently.
I'll do that.
Take my little revert self down to the solar panel country. There we go.
I think Sister Laila's going to have a discussion after Ramadan. I think she's patiently bearing this until after Eid, and I think we'll have a showdown, inshallah.
Let's do it. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached another episode, the end of one more time for the record. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of another episode of the Raw Islam Podcast with Imam Azhar. Your host has been Imam Azhar. I am BC Dodge, your co-host, and I don't know, shall we call it the comic relief in the stress? I don't know. We are very grateful that you all joined us this evening and that you added to the conversation. We want to say thank you to everybody online. Say thank you to everybody on YouTube, and say thank you to everybody that has downloaded this podcast after it's been published. We want to encourage you. And here's a note. Everybody take note. Everybody write this down and stick it to the front of your computers. We are going to start going earlier this because it's Ramadan, because we want to be done before Maghrib. So be looking for us around 7:30 for the next month. Can we all write that down and do that and put a post-it someplace? I'd really appreciate that. And share it with your friends. Let them know that we're going to start going earlier for Ramadan. If you have not checked out our website, head over to thevennetwork.org. Get yourself a cool Venn Network t-shirt, which I am not wearing mine tonight, to help support the shows, help support the podcast hosts, and help support the network. And I think that's it for right now. Those are our final words. So once again, from everybody from the Raw Islam Podcast, we want to say Ramadan Mubarak. And until next week, Assalamu alaikum.
Ramadan Mubarak and Assalamu alaikum.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
First of all, we should develop detention centers for them.
Everywhere there is Islam, you'll find women oppressed.
This has been a production of the Venn Network.